Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D. Lewis for real. At 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Final segment of the show coming up here momentarily. Going to hear from head coach, Brandon Carter of the Sandy Creek Patriots baseball team. He's heading into year two. It's here now. Baseball season is here. So year two for him. Year one last year resulted in a region championship, his first region championship as a head coach, but and Sandy Creek's second straight region championship. So they look to build off of that. Great team. A lot of young talent. Like I said earlier, man, they actually got some kids on there that I either my son played with when they were about probably like 6, 7, 8 years old within that window. And then some that I actually coached. So it was kind of cool. And I knew one kid was there, but I didn't realize a couple others were. So it was kind of cool to see them and whatnot and catch up with Coach. So you'll hear that in just a second. Real quick, just want to shout out, as I said, winter sports are winding down. Some stuff I'll be looking forward to catching this weekend includes the swimming state championships actually started with diving. Was it yesterday? I just had the schedule right in front of me. But anyway, yeah, diving started yesterday. So swimming prelims started today for classes 1A through 4A. Finals will be tomorrow. And then Friday prelims for 6A will take place. And yeah, and then Friday morning will be prelims. Friday afternoon, late evening, however you want to say it, will be the finals. Let me go back. 6A prelims, morning Friday. 5A prelims, evening Friday. Saturday, it's 6A finals, early morning to early afternoon, or not early, but morning to early afternoon. And then 5A finals Saturday, late evening or early evening into, you know, later part of the evening. Sorry about that. Did you catch that? All right, good. There you go. So anyway, that's some of the stuff I'll be looking forward to getting into. Definitely will be checking that out. And shout out to Westminster Girls. They are going to be going for, wait for it, their 8th straight state championship. 8th straight. They've got well north of like 25 total in program history. The boys have a lot too. And there's several other programs that are looking to continue, hopefully, their streaks. But that is just amazing. 8 in a row if they can get it done on this week. So a few other teams that got some streaks going include Wesleyan. They would look to make it 3 in a row for them. Lassiter, if they can get it done, it would be, looks like it'll be 6 in a row for them if they can get it done. This is on the girls' side. Boys' side, Johns Creek can make it 5 in a row, and it would be 6 in the last 7 years. Walton can make it 3 in a row, and those are all on the boys' side. So good luck to everybody, man. That's good stuff there. And then wrestling sectionals are this weekend. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of hoops. Like I said, region tournaments are starting this weekend. So it's just going to be a very big weekend for winter sports as they start to wind down. All right, without further ado, Coach Brandon Carter, Sandy Creek Patriots, got a chance to sit down with him and talk about getting year two underway. Here's that conversation.
Right in time. You know, just for not only myself, but even for my staff, this time of year is always now, you know, it might not be as popular at home, of course, with my wife, but definitely this time of year is always exciting. The kids are excited. And the way the baseball season falls, it falls in the spring to where it's at the end of the year. It's normally, it starts off a little cool, but it kind of gets a little warm as it progresses. So, this is a, you know, just a fun time, not only for the adults, but even for the kids as well.
Right.
But we are definitely excited about year two.
Right.
You know, last year was a year for me to actually just kind of see how things work as far as, you know, how things operate at a new school. But year two is more time to kind of go ahead and implement some of the things that we like to do.
Right.
And so it's definitely an exciting period of time for, you know, the kids and as well as the coaching staff as well. Like we're ready to get going, ready to show, you know, exactly what we can do and leave our mark on the program.
All right. And I'm glad you touched on that. Like you said, year two for you. What would you say was kind of the, maybe not necessarily a challenge for you, but, you know, just coming in again, and as you observed, you know, everything throughout year one, what would you say, you know, now coming into year two, you know, the biggest adjustment for you, you know, with these guys?
The biggest adjustment, I think, is coming in somewhere new. You obviously have, the guys have a, I'm not going to say allegiance, but somewhat of a, you know, they like to do what they've been doing prior. And I think that that was a challenge last year to kind of get guys on the page that we want them to be on, as opposed to, you know, the previous coach. This year coming into it, you know, we're putting a lot more accountability on them as far as ownership of the program. This is your program. We're only going to go as far as you take it and getting them to kind of buy into that. That was a little bit challenging last year, but this year I think it's a whole lot better. We're young, and I think that helps as well. So, you know, they're able to kind of see what we want and be able to kind of put that right in motion right away. So, again, the biggest challenge was just trying to get them out of the mold of what was done previously, and then get them more into taking ownership and accountability of the program. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. We're going to do some things differently this year, making them a whole lot more headway just into the game. Okay.
Right.
And that's going to be very important because, you know, baseball is so much psychological.
Right.
It's so much of a mental thing, a mental side of it, to where, you know, it's the kind of thing to where I need them to be a whole lot more into the game mentally.
Right.
And I think that, you know, we got some ways to kind of make sure and ensure that they'll do that.
Okay. You know? And you know what? It's, you know, for year one, for last year to be year one, great start because not that the previous season was terrible, but from a winning standpoint, I think seven more game wins, you know, seven games, you know, seven, eight games, you know, prior to the year before and above 500. And I think it was what the second straight region championship.
Yes, it was.
So that wasn't a bad first year.
No, it wasn't. And I think that, you know, a lot of that was, we had a few, I would say, I think we had four seniors last year. A lot of them had been in the program. And so, you know, they kind of gave us a good foundation to kind of build on. But, you know, I think that the difference between this year, even though we had some success last year, this year is going to be a little more challenging just because of the regions we've changed. The region that we've played in the last couple of years was a little, you know, it wasn't as good as the one that we're in now. And so, you know, that kind of made us kind of look, you know, we got to be ready. Like we're not going to have the type of region that we can kind of run through like we did last year. This region is going to be 10 times better. In my opinion, it's probably the best region in our class, the whole classification. So, you know, it's kind of a different mindset that we have to have. But we did have some success, and it was good to come in. That's actually my first region championship that I've been a part of.
Congratulations.
I appreciate that. And so that part was exciting. It definitely was. And it was good for the young kids to kind of build on as far as going forward. But, yeah, we were able to have some success. And a lot of that was we had some pretty good seniors, some good guys that kind of led us and led the young guys. And it was a good way for them to go out But now it's, you know, it's really time to get to work.
All right. And like you said, a lot of young guys coming back with you and with this being year two, as you kind of, you know, what's going to be the building blocks of your foundation when it comes down to the culture that you're looking to establish here at Sandy Creek?
Well, I think a lot of it is going to be based around, you know, good defense. I'm kind of a, I pitched in college. I'm a real big proponent of, you know, pitching and defense is what wins. You know, you can be real opportunistic on offense and you can score, but being able to stop someone from scoring is pretty much what gets you, you know, to be a top-notch team. And so that's one thing that I want to make sure or kind of hang our hat on. You know, when people come to play Sandy Creek, they're going to know that we're going to pitch and we're going to play defense. And that's one thing that we want to kind of build on and kind of hang our hat on. And I feel that that's important because, again, you know, defense is what wins. Right. And that's across the board with a lot of sports.
Right.
You know, you can score. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, being able to stop someone from scoring is what separates good teams from great teams. And so I feel like, you know, for us to be a great team, I feel that we have to be solid with defense and pitching. But that's one thing that I think that we're going to be successful on. And that's the reason why we're going to be successful.
All right, and last one before I let you go, just, you know, as you kind of look at this group that you have now, a couple of guys that you're really going to be kind of looking for, looking towards, I should say, for, you know, that leadership and, again, helping with building that foundation of the defense and the culture for Sandy Creek.
At one in particular that jumps out, we have a few guys that have been, you know, definite leaders for us that we're looking forward to be, you know, those big leaders for us. Cameron Layfield is one that kind of stands out. He's a shortstop. He's a switch hitting my leadoff switch hit. This will be his third year of starting varsity. So he's probably about the most experience-wise, varsity-wise that we have. And then, like I say, with him being a leadoff batter, might not bat leadoff. Might have to move him around this year. But he really is a table sitter. And I think that, you know, once he goes, the team goes.
Right.
And then he's real good defensively as well as a shortstop and makes a lot of plays for us. He kind of sets the tone for us on defense and offense.
Right.
Next, it'll probably be Grant Housley. Cameron Layfield is a junior and Grant Housley is a junior as well. He's coming off some hip surgeries. He did some great things for us last year as a 10th grader. In the middle of the lineup all year, batted fourth or fifth, you know, basically the whole year. Had a good year. Even though he had that surgery, he's come back. You know, he's looked well this in the fall, late fall, and then coming into the spring, he's looked good. And I think he's going to be poised to be able to kind of lead us a whole lot better, too. And then we have about, I would say, maybe two or three sophomores that played as freshmen last year. Noah Reed is a catcher. Ethan Campbell is a second baseman. He's another guy who was a sophomore this year who played a lot as a freshman. But those kids are people who are going to kind of carry that torch on, too. And so, you know, our biggest thing right now is just getting our youth ready. And but I really think that, you know, they got some valuable experience last year. And they're going to be looking to, you know, do even better this year and years to come.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you for a couple of minutes of your time. And I want to wish you and the guys good luck this year.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. We're trying to make it happen. I was about to say, you know, that's the one thing that and it, like we touched on, like they've had success here in the past. But it's, you know, we want to be able to kind of leave our niche, leave our mark on the program. And I really feel like that starts, you know, now.
Good deal. Awesome. Right. Well, looking forward to watching you guys in action this year.
Sounds good. Appreciate
it. All right. Again, that was head coach Brandon Carter of the Sandy Creek Patriots. Baseball team is they get their season rolling. And again, congratulations to him and being able to, you know, win a region title last year in his first year. Now they'll look to build off of it. And again, a great young team. Looking forward to seeing how their season unfolds. And like you said, man, when you come to face them, you're going to know that they're going to play some defense and they're going to pitch. And that's it for this week's episode of Prep Sports Nation. I'm excited about next week because things go right. Been talking back and forth with this young lady's parents. But she is amazing. She's actually a swimmer. I think I mentioned her last week. And I think I thought I was having her on this week, but confused my weeks. But anyway, that is Sarah Paisley Owen of the Midtown Knights swim and dive team. Won a championship last year, only a sophomore, looking to do it again. She swam at the Olympic trials in Indy, like phenomenal in the water. So looking forward to things go well. She should be on the show next week. And, of course, you know, we'll recap everything that I get into and all that good stuff. And shout out to SGA, man. That boy's balling. Sorry, he just had a dunk on TV. Anyway, Noel, thank you for holding me down, as always. And like I said, we'll do it again next week. This is Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.